We'll look at an expansion of who is licensed to carry out abortions. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, the U.S. is imposing restrictions on dozens of foreign firms believed to be helping Russia's military with its war in Ukraine. China said today it wants this new crackdown to stop. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
The Commerce Department's new trade restrictions on 36 foreign companies mean that American suppliers will need government permission to export to them. Five of the companies are Chinese and appear to be suppliers and manufacturers of electronics components. Most of the other companies have operations in China. The Commerce Department says these firms are helping Russia evade sanctions. The U.S. and its allies have placed restrictions on sending technology to Russia in order to degrade its military capabilities. U.S. officials say China is generally complying with the restrictions, but the companies in question are still doing business with Russia. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With a new inflation reading from the government on the way this morning, the stock market's having another conniption. NASDAQ futures are down 1.8% now, 1.5% down for the S&P. In the state of Maryland, starting tomorrow, nurse practitioners, nurse midwives, and physician assistants will be among the medical personnel allowed to perform abortions. For three decades, only a licensed doctor could. Maryland is one of 19 states expanding access to abortion by widening the circle of providers. From Baltimore, Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more.
Maryland State Delegate Arianna Kelly, who's the lead sponsor of that new law, says the old one, which stems from the early 90s, was out of date.
Even though healthcare had changed, the way we delivered abortion hadn't.
Kelly says it's not only physicians who provide reproductive health care, and this new law allows those other providers to perform both medication and in-office abortions.
But they need to be competent to provide that care. They have to have been trained and know what they're doing, just like with any other healthcare procedure.
Others say having providers besides physicians perform abortions takes away needed safety protections. Laura Bogley is legislative director for Maryland Right to Life.
Laws like this show that they are intentionally reducing the standard of medical care for women.
The law does provide $3.5 million annually to train new abortion providers. Erin Wright's a professor of nursing at Johns Hopkins and a certified nurse midwife. She's planning to get the training and says it's her job to care for patients beyond pregnancy.
That means that we take care of people who want reproductive health care in the form of birth control, and now also abortion care.
Wright says the new law will help address the increased demand for abortions in Maryland from people in states where the procedure has been banned. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
Please note that the story I'm about to introduce contains a graphic description of a piece of propaganda that is upsetting. It's part of an update on what are termed crisis pregnancy centers now that there's no longer a right to an abortion in America. These centers are nonprofits that can use taxpayer money with a controversial mission. They're set up to dissuade people from having the procedure, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Almost 8 years ago, Maliha Aziz found out she was pregnant. She went to a crisis pregnancy center in Dallas to get a free ultrasound. But before she could get it, they asked her to watch a 30-minute video of a crude simulation of what the center falsely represented as a doctor performing an abortion.
He was taking surgical instruments and fully grown human child and basically dissecting it and saying, look, this is abortion. This is what you're doing to your baby.
The center staff also told her that she couldn't get a medication abortion in Texas. It wasn't true, but Aziz didn't find that out until after she had paid to travel to Colorado Springs to get the abortion pills. She says the whole experience was so jarring that she devoted her life to telling people about it. She's now a community organizer for the Texas Equal Access Fund, a group that advocates for abortion access.
I try and educate people on the facts and how they manipulate and exploit folks and coerce them into carrying unwanted pregnancies to term.
She says part of her concern is that her tax dollars are helping fund these centers. Andrea Schwarzendruber, an associate professor at the University of Georgia, studies crisis pregnancy centers.
I think there are about 16 states that do have grant programs that publicly fund the centers.
Christian anti-abortion group Human Coalition helps run about 45 crisis pregnancy centers around the country, including in Texas, where Aziz lives. According to the group's financial records, almost half of its operating revenue came from government funding. Chelsea Yeoman is the group's legislative advisor.
In the state of Texas, there's $100 million allocated for now to serve women in need. And in fact, I'm already hearing talks about increasing that number.
Yeoman says that money helps connect pregnant women with resources, including medical care, housing, and sometimes food. She also doesn't think the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe will decrease the demand for their services.
Absolutely not. Of course not. No, actually, the funding is in place for this moment.
Many centers offer free supplies for mothers who keep their babies, things like baby clothes, diapers, wipes, even strollers. But to get them, mothers might have to commit to classes or to Bible study. Abby Friend lives in Forest, Ohio. She has two young daughters and says she visits the nearby Voice of Hope Pregnancy Center fairly often.
I basically just go in there, watch videos, and we talk about it, everything that we need to pray about. And then I go into like the little store and get the like baby stuff.
She says her experience with the Crisis Pregnancy Center has been a positive one, and that she probably couldn't afford the stuff she gets there on her own. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And we've been following the controversy when Ben & Jerry's moved to stop the sale of its ice cream brand in Israel and the West Bank, where settlements are illegal under international law. While Ben & Jerry's has its own social mission board, the brand has actually been owned by consumer products giant Unilever for the past 22 years. Now Unilever has sold its Ben & Jerry's Israel business to a local distributor so that the brand will be available there. Unilever says this is the best way forward given a complex situation, but Ben & Jerry's issued a statement saying it does not agree with its parent company on this. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.